This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. Among the key themes discussed in Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation is the vital importance of dialogue in its many forms. Dominican Father John O'Connor is the prior of Blackfriars College in Oxford and is an expert on dialogue between the Church and the modern world. He told me that this exhortation has a striking theology of dialogue that permeates the entire document.
The exhortation has a very striking and deep theology of dialogue. And what is interesting about it is that it's spread right throughout the whole document, not only the parts of the document that deal explicitly, that are focused on dialogue. One thing that struck me very strongly is that the Holy Father speaks of dialogue as more than just the communication of truth. And then he uses a word, enjoyment. It arises from enjoyment. Now, that's really quite extraordinary to use a word like enjoyment. And you also have here a theology of the Church as permeated by dialogue, that the Church, in understanding itself at different periods of its own life, its different historical and cultural expressions, are part of its own dialogue with itself. Then in the section on homilies, the Holy Father speaks about the homily as playing a part in the dialogue between God and his people. So the Church is in dialogue with God. So the Church, in coming to dialogue with others, with culture in general, with other religions, is a Church that is not static, but is itself permeated by all sorts of dialogue. So this is a very rich and very joyful theology of dialogue.
He also goes on to talk about the specific forms of dialogue, you know, ecumenism between other Christian denominations, dialogue with Jews, dialogue with Islam, and of course, dialogue with non-believers. There too, what took your fancy, let's say, what did you find most significant amongst some of the things he said on this topic?
I think that a key to understanding the approach with which the Church is supposed to, is asked to enter into dialogue with others, is found earlier in the document, where the Pope speaks about that it is not by proselytizing that the Church grows, but by attraction. So when we come to our brothers and sisters, he speaks of them as fellow pilgrims, that we must come as vulnerable human beings to other vulnerable human beings, trusting them, respecting their freedom and dignity, and trusting in God. So when he speaks about, let's say, for example, faith, reason, and science, he speaks about respecting reason. He speaks about recognizing, for example, that the Jewish people are held in special regard. And then when it comes to Islam, he speaks about, for example, that we must embrace with affection and respect Muslim immigrants to our countries in the same way that we hope and ask to be received and respected in countries of Islamic tradition. I think part of what the Pope is getting at is that dialogue with others is not about some kind of abstract exercise. It's actually a contribution to building up peace in our world. So it has something that has important practical implications of how we live together, and also is a response to Christ's call to us all to be peacemakers.